Following the deadly mass shooting at a Florida high school, there's lots of attention on school safety. The number of gun incidents in Hawaii schools has actually dropped since 2010. And last year, there were 21 incidents, all involving air guns, and most were at middle schools. Joining us live is Dan Carlson, the Assistant Superintendent of Facilities and Support. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Glad to be here.
So what can you share with us? We know that in the recent weeks, we've had incidents involving threats at Moanalua, Kapolei, and what was the other one? The third?
Mililani.
Mililani, yep. Yeah. So explain what are the procedures that people are supposed to follow when there is a threat?
Well, we have a number of different procedures, and each school has an emergency action plan, if you will, for the different situations. These situations that happened recently, again, we can attest a lot of that to kind of a copycat kind of situation, which is very unfortunate. When something does happen on the national level, we oftentimes will see that kind of stuff repeated, or even at the local level repeated. Those are very unfortunate. Those situations, though, were all handled, again, in accordance with their emergency action plans. And, again, we have a number of different things that we do follow. We provide that guidance as a – from the state level, we provide the guidance as far as how to deal with those. We also offer to have our security and experts go out to the different schools and help them assess their campus so that they have a plan. So as they're developing these emergency action plans, that they have some guidance. Those plans are actually reviewed on a yearly basis and updated on a yearly basis, and we monitor that and make sure that again they're doing that and they're following those procedures.
Tick off the list. So if someone is let's say is suspected of bringing a handgun to school or a gun to school, what is the principal supposed to do?
Principals really required to do three different things. So usually they involve the complex area superintendent. They usually involve our communication shop, and then they usually involve our safety, security, emergency preparedness branch. They inform them, and as a group, they can kind of come together with a solution. Oftentimes, again, the communications folks will work on helping the principal develop a letter that would go out to the parents to explain the situation. Our safety, security, emergency preparedness branch is tied in with both HPD and HFD, and again, they've got those ties into those communities. So, again, they work on as a team to kind of come up with what's the best approach to this. Each situation is very different and very unique, but we all, again, so from that perspective, we try and make sure we're not doing things at the same time that would foster follow copycat kind of type situations. So again, it's a delicate balance. It's a mix, but it is done as a group and as a team.
Is it mainly the principal that's supposed to call police?
Yes, and that's the first thing that they should do, and that is always the call 911 if a situation is there. That's their best approach. But then from there, if they can make these other calls and inform the other players, so that everybody can be involved.
So we've had the number of cases go down as far as guns are concerned,
right?
And they're all air guns. At least last year,
yep,
they were.
Yep.
Is there a concern that maybe we just might be complacent? Because we've been very fortunate in,
right,
not having a major incident here.
We've been very fortunate, and again, but we don't take that for granted. So again, we continue to each of our schools, for example, is required to do 5 different drills a year. We leave that up to the principal to determine when they're going to accomplish those. But that's anywhere from a lockdown to shelter in place, off-site evacuation, earthquake or tsunami type drills. Where again, they're required to do those. That's in addition to fire drills, and again, fire drills are required at the secondary school level quarterly, but at the elementary school level, again, monthly. So, again, we take all that stuff serious. As far as the actual weapons, like I said, we've been very fortunate, but we don't take that for granted. We've got a very good SSA program, which is basically a security-type person.
SSA is what?
Basically a security assistant, okay, to the administration. And on the neighbor islands, we're actually fortunate enough to have a partnership with each of the police departments. And at each of the middle schools on our neighbor islands, we actually have a police presence. And he covers that complex area, or that high school and middle school campuses, and develops a relationship with the students there. And a lot of times that person is probably as influential as any counselor. A lot of those police officers develop relationships with these students, and sometimes our students that are acting out are more troublesome. It's a great program. We're very fortunate to have that on the Neighbor Islands, and we have a very good relationship with the police department as well. They frequent our schools, and most of the they've got community relations kind of people that actually tie themselves to a school to help us out.
And I know we've had threats on social media, like the one we saw last week at Kapolei. I think the FBI got involved.
They do. We've got ties with all the different communities, FBI being one of them. Those things are taken very seriously. And I think if there's one word we can get out there these are serious offenses that the kids don't realize they're being kids, but they don't realize just how significant those are. And we take each one of them serious, and we have to do our due diligence, and we do.
A lot of the campuses are pretty much open campuses, and you're supposed to go in and check in with the principal's office. But what do you do in a situation when you're in a lockdown and maybe a parent wants to go get their kid and is banging on the door? What do you do then?
That's a very difficult thing to deal with. And we advise our parents in any kind of these lockdown situations or even the shelter in place, which has recently hit the news with the potential nuclear their best course of action is to not go to the school. We will take care of the kids. We've got great programs. We have that in place. But the worst thing that they could do is potentially show up at the school to be, in a dangerous situation. It's not an easy thing to deal with, and we are clearly relying on our principals and the leadership that they have to make those hard calls.
Right, and many students probably do have access to phones, and while they're not supposed to be using it during class time, they may use an opportunity, if there's an incident that arises, to call mom or dad and say, "Mom, come pick me up."
Exactly. Social media, along that same line, is just added another layer of complexity. It's great. It's a great medium. But at the same time, another layer of complexity as far as dealing with some of these situations. But those are all things that, our comp shop is very tied into. They monitor and they keep an eye on that. And, we do what we can to try and utilize that as a plus and hopefully minimize the negative.
Before we run out of time, I do want to bring up the issue of locks on the doors, because there are some lawmakers that say because of Florida's incident that we need to look at getting doors that lock from the inside.
And
what's involved with that?
Yeah, it's a it is. There's a bill out there right now that was it was started well before the Florida situation, and we've acknowledged this issue. Our schools. Average age is 61 years old. We got many buildings that are over 100 years old. They just were not designed with these kind of issues in mind. So we have 12,000 plus classrooms. Each of those probably has two doors or should have two doors on them. We're talking about a lot of doors to modify. We acknowledge and, completely agree with the intent. The issue that we're having right now, and I was in dialogue this weekend even with Senator Gabbard and some of the legislators, just says, how do we really do this? The issue is also with the fire department. To be honest, the schools, those doors have to be exitable with one motion. So, the idea of just putting a deadbolt on a door for a lockdown kind of situation, it's not as easy as that. And that's where we just need to have that dialogue really with the fire departments and. With our legislators to kind of come up with a solution there, because it is costly.
Right. So we just don't want a knee-jerk reaction. Think about this very calmly and sensibly.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan Carlson, for joining us today.
Appreciate it.
Dan Carlson is the Assistant Superintendent for the Office of Facilities and Support Services in Hawaii's Department of Education.